37-year-old Priscilla Ruati, a small-scale farmer in Sankwa village of Yambio County, says for a long time she's been planting leftover seeds which are often poor quality. She attributes inadequate soil fertility and lack of technology for her smaller agriculture yields compared to the previous 6 years. Ruati says she now knows how to produce high-quality seeds thanks to lessons learned at a recent training workshop sponsored by the Royal Tropical Institute.
I've been recycling the same seeds for 6 years, and because me, I never known where they're selling these quality seeds from, and I've never had any idea about even where they sell seeds and even where to get them from. But now through this training, I've learned where I can get seeds and the good ones.
Ruati is not the only farmer who has struggled to keep her crop yield high by using good seeds. Marco Gigidi says efforts to increase his yields are often thrust by seed recycling and relying too much on seed aid.
I used to get seeds from some NGOs on the ground. As a start-class organization, World Vision and COVID. But unfortunately, these seeds are being imported. From outside, the yield is not okay. Others are not germinating. So these are the challenges that have been going through.
A recent study of 2,000 farmers found that farmers in states like Western Equatoria do not plant quality seeds. According to Nicola Francesconi, an economist at the Netherlands-based Royal Tropical Institute, Francesconi says they either reuse the seeds they have or utilize seeds from humanitarian assistance organizations, which do not provide high yields. He says a shortage in seed supplies to farmers also affects food production in Yambio.
So the problem with seed aid is also the time in which the seeds are distributed. They usually, because the seeds are often procured from outside South Sudan, they're brought to Yambio, but then they arrive at the farmer at the wrong time, not when the farmer is ready to plant, right? So this creates a lot of inefficiencies, and that's the reason why we are here with this project. We're trying to make the support, try to promote the transition from seed aid to a seed market.
To enhance seed quality, the Western Equatoria State Administration, together with the International Fertilizer Development Center, IFDC, are working to guarantee that farmers can obtain quality seeds and have the right to conserve, use, trade, and sell seeds. Justin Mateng Amos, IFDC Country Director, says his organization is targeting more than 1,000 farmers across four states to boost crop productivity with quality seeds.
We want to make sure about, by the last one of this project, about 100,000 farmers access high-quality seeds, and they are able to double their production. The immediate impact it will have is that the quality seeds that are used for producing these crops will be produced locally. Now it will reduce imports from other countries. When you import seed from other countries, you will not be sure of the quality.
Alison Barnaba, the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Environment in Western Equatoria State, he agrees it's important to improve seed quality, but he opposes the use of chemical fertilizers.
I've seen quite a good number of the countries which has been affected deeply by these fertilizers. What do we want? We want to improve the seeds. Improving the seeds is quite different from the usage of the fertilizers on land, because Western Equatoria, with the natural fertilizers on the ground, what is so important is only to add value to the products the farmers are producing, but not to add chemicals to the soil.
Barnaba says the state has instilled a lab testing center where all seeds coming into the state will be assessed before being distributed to farmers. He noticed that modified cassava has been big loss to farmers. In addition to having quality seeds, Barnaba says it is crucial to clear roads so that farmers can get their goods to the market. Western Equatorial State, which has lush vegetation and fertile rich soil, is considered South Sudan's breadbasket. It produces millet, sorghum, maize, groundnuts, and several other crops. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi in Yambio.